And more now on the international political pressure over the Gaza conflict. Our Europe editor Tony Connolly reported last night that Ireland and a number of other EU countries, including Spain, Slovenia and Malta, will formally recognise the State of Palestine on the 21st of this month. That's just 12 days' time. Tony Connolly joins us now. And Tony, give us your understanding of these developments, where they're at.
Well, Anya, there are ongoing contacts between those four capitals, Dublin, Madrid, Slovenia and Malta, on the idea of jointly recognising the State of Palestine, and the date of May 21st is being looked at. Now, the reason why they're looking at that date is that they had been wanting to wait for a UN General Assembly vote that would recognise the Palestinians as qualified to become full UN members. Now, that would be a symbolic vote in the UN General Assembly. It doesn't mean that Palestine is admitted to the United Nations. That would require a Security Council resolution, which, of course, has been vetoed in the past. But this would, in a sense, indicate the depth of support for such an idea among other EU member states. Now, that vote is supposed to happen tomorrow. There's a draft circulating. So once that vote is out of the way, we'll see what other EU member states would support a resolution like that. Because I think the idea is to get more than four EU member states to join this like-minded group to recognise the State of Palestine. Now, the Spanish Prime Minister had said he wanted this to be done before July. I think this is bringing it forward somewhat, because it's actually coming very soon. But May 21st appears to be the date on which they're going to do this.
So we have a number of EU countries, including Ireland, moving towards giving this diplomatic recognition to Palestine on May the 21st. And equally, we have a number of other EU member states supplying Israel with arms.
Yeah, well, the divisions within the European Union still exist, obviously, over the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the war in Gaza. Now, some of those differences have narrowed in recent months compared to the situation at the beginning of the conflict. There is now a unanimous position that there should be a ceasefire for humanitarian reasons, and that was not the case previously. But it's true to say that, yes, countries like Germany are still providing Israel with weapons, and they have not devolved from that position so far, although there's obviously a case being taken to the International Court of Justice by Nicaragua over alleged complicity in genocide by Germany. That's according to the Nicaraguan case that was brought to the ICJ. But, I mean, overall, the rationale for recognising Palestine as a state is that in any post-war scenario of negotiations, in the past, a Palestinian state was a long-distance and possibly elusive destination. What the Arab countries are encouraging is that countries in the West, especially the European Union, recognise Palestinian statehood at the outset, and then the negotiations that followed the war would work backwards from that position, a kind of reverse engineering, and put then all the elements into place, including security guarantees for Israel and Palestine. So that's the rationale for recognising Palestine as a state at this juncture, in order to give the Palestinians a certain amount of moral and diplomatic backing in that situation.
And that's our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Thanks, Tony.